Welcome to Hanging Out with Jesus podcast for believers who want to strategically go and do what God's called you to do for such a time as this. How? By securing your foundation in Christ through practicing spiritual disciplines and being reminded of who you are and whose you are in order to live purposefully in a collapsing world. For more resources, including the free Christian Blueprint, which helps you gauge where you are foundationally in Christ now, and disciplines to practice for spiritual growth, visit hangingoutwithjesuspodcast.com. You can also subscribe to the newsletter for twice a month reminders, podcast updates, challenges, spiritual disciplines to practice, and much more. Hey y'all, I'm Lavita Brooks, Christian author, Bible teacher, founder of Me Project Academy, and your host. Now on to the intro. This is episode 76, and as I mentioned on the last episode, number 75, this is a three-part series. This is the second part of the series. 2 weeks ago, we learned about Gideon's calling and how it relates to what's happening with us in today's collapsing culture. Today, I want to talk about how one man's stand against the enemy helped another rise to their purpose. In other words, let's talk about who are you standing up for so they can walk into their purpose. Now, the discussion is coming up soon. In Christian news, I want to focus on parental rights because Joash, Gideon's father, stood up for him. And in today's culture, it seems as if parents' rights are being taken away. Saints, we need to stand up for our children so they can grow into their purpose instead of being controlled by the confusing mixed messages of this world. I have a question for you. Is there a bill of rights for parents in your state? Any type of bill supporting parents' rights? What about your county or district? If you do, what does it say? Are your rights to freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and freedom to raise your child without the government telling you what you should or shouldn't do? Our kids are being inundated as young as first grade about marriage, gender identity, friendship, and how to define truth. And if we as parents are too busy trying to climb the ladder, get more money, live like the Kardashians, or impress others, but not focusing on the well-being of our children, then we as believers are losing a major battle. Families should come first in the battle of our young. We should be fighting for their lives, which goes beyond praying, but being aware of your rights so when things show up, you will know how to pray, what to pray for, and in that, you will learn how to confront it and teach your child how to confront it as well. It seems like when President Biden rolled into office, a lot of stuff seemed to have a significant impact into our lives. It amazes me that he was signing into law all those bills on his first day. And you know, it caused me to think, Did he know that he was going to win? So he had time to campaign and read about all these bills? So did he know exactly what he was signing? Interesting, isn't it? Now, the things that became apparent, and yes, they were brewing in the background through other presidential administrations. But that's just it. They were brewing, not ready to be poured out. And yet, now we have critical race theory, the woke movement, their ideology, Black Lives Matter, police brutality, LGBTQIA+ community, the increased use and designing of AI program, bathroom and locker room discussions around transgenders out and in the sports, y'all, and so much more. But my point is this, that it seems like a lot has been poured out during this administration that is against freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, along with raising our children according to our beliefs, our biblical beliefs. It's like a door has been opened in the White House and a flood of evil is being poured out. Yes, there's some good, but the evil is even twisting that. Can you really believe all you hear on the news? What about on YouTube? I don't know if President Biden considers himself a Christian, believer, follower of Christ, or a good person. But what I do know is that parents, you need to wake up regardless of who's in office. Everything that looks good on the outside and that is being repeated in our face isn't always what it seems. Critical race theory, Black Lives Matter, discussion about transgenders, saints, it's the stuff that is not being stated. The stuff that we're not hearing. We're not even digging underneath the surface. It's those things that are underneath the surface that are wearing and tearing down our rights. Parents, you gotta be aware. You see, the Declaration of Independence says, and I've taken a small portion from it. I'm not saying the whole thing, just giving you a portion, but it says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I encourage you to find out about the Parental Bill of Rights in your county, district, state, so you can pray. And so that you can pray off and ward off and protest and fight off all that stops you from your freedom of religion, freedom of speech, the right of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, along with the right to raise your child as God instructed you according to the Bible. Ephesians 6:4 says, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. And Deuteronomy 6:6-7 says, and these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk to them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. Saints, thank you for supporting this ministry, which contains the podcast, academy, blog, books, journals, and Bible studies. And if you're new to this podcast, welcome. I enjoy hearing from you. Rather, it's DMs on Instagram, comments on the blog, podcast transcript, or email in which everything can be found in the transcript or hangingoutwithjesuspodcast.com. I love to hear from you because then it makes this feel more like a conversation. Now, come walk with me, for we intentionally and daily hang out with Jesus. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, Elroy, the God who sees me. I come in the name of Jesus, feeling alone and deserted in a world that isn't kind. Surrounded by well-meaning people who have their own agenda, which isn't according to your will. Help us, Elroy, to do your will. Because you see us. You see where we are. Help us to do your will regardless of the mess we have to go through to complete our mission on this earth. Give us insight, wisdom, knowledge, understanding as we walk through this earth to do your will. And let us be a beacon to another brother or sister in Christ, another child of God, and helping them walk into their destiny as well. It's in Jesus' name that we pray with much thanksgiving. Amen. And amen. Saint, this is the episode where I hope you realize that you have a purpose. Regardless of how large, mediocre, or small you might think it is. Because your purpose, mission in life, is vital to us all. It's like a chain reaction. So saints, please take some time to read Judges 6-8 about Gideon. Because this is the second part of a three-part series on Gideon. It's so much that in chapters 6-8 that I won't be able to cover. But I'm just sharing some nuggets here that God has highlighted for me to share. Now, saints, Gideon was told by the angel of the Lord to pull down the altar of Baal, sacrifice a bull on the altar, cut down the Asherah that was beside it. And God told Gideon exactly how to do it. Now, Gideon was, chicken hearted like many of us, but he did it. But instead of in the day, he did it at night. Since y'all, I can't, listen, I probably had done the same thing. Oh, what about you? Can you imagine tearing down your family's idols and pouring prayed over olive oil on it or holy water while they looked at you do it? Woo! Now, that's deep. That's deep. This is what happened after Gideon did that. And you can find this in Judges chapter 6, beginning at verse 28. When the men of the town rose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was broken down, and the Asherah beside it was cut down, and the second bull was offered on the altar that had been built. And they said to one another, "Who has done this thing?" And after they had searched and inquired, they said, "Gideon, the son of Joash, has done this thing." Then the men of the town said to Joash, "Bring out your son, that he may die, for he has broken down the altar of Baal and cut down the Asherah beside it." But Joash said to all who stood against him, "Will you contend for Baal, or will you save him? Whoever contends for him shall be put to death by morning. If he is a god, let him contend for himself, because his altar has been broken down." Therefore, on that day, Gideon was called Jerubbaal. That is to say, "Let Baal contend against him because he broke down his altar." Now all the Mennonites and the Amalekites and the people of the east came together, and they crossed the Jordan and encamped in the valley of Jezreel. But the Spirit of the Lord clothed Gideon, and he sounded the trumpet, and the Abiezites were called to follow him. And he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, and they too were called out to follow him. And he sent messengers to Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali, and they went up to meet them. Hey, Saints, give me a little grace on that. I butchered up a whole lot of names. Listen, it is Joash. So, you know what? Take this opportunity to go and check out the correct pronunciation of all the words like Abizzites and Nefertiti and the words like that. I tried my best. But let's go on. This is the thing I like. A father standing up for his son when the son is doing what is right in the sight of God. But to the townsmen, he was wrong. Joash is Gideon's father. Can you imagine how Gideon felt having his father not only protect and stand up for him, but also for the God Gideon is learning more about? Fathers, you are needed more than you know. God made the covenant back in the Garden of Eden with you, man, first, through Adam. And ladies, we are the recipient of that connection. Hot dog. Read Genesis 1 and 2. Look at the results of what happened to Gideon because his father stood up for him instead of giving him over to the townsmen because he tore down Baal's altar. Gideon received a new name, Jerubbaal, meaning let Baal contend against him because he broke down his altar. And we also read that the Spirit of the Lord clothed Gideon and he sounded the trumpet, calling the Abiezrites, people of Manasseh, Asher, Zebulun, and Nefertiti to follow him. Gideon's father, Joash, didn't receive 3 chapters of the Bible like his son, nor did he get as much recognition as his son. And yet, that did not stop him from doing what he was called to do. You see, saying sometimes our biggest moments may be the smallest things we do, and yet have the biggest impact. Whether you have children, adult children, grandkids, great-great-grandkids, nieces, nephews, little cousins, or not, we have to teach our legacy, those coming up behind us, how to stand up for Christ and following Christ. Y'all, it's worth it. Even God told the Israelites to teach their children his ways. You can find that in Deuteronomy 6:7. Y'all, what are we teaching our children? Ephesians 6:4 says, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Our children and those younger than us need to see us practicing what we preach, not compromising or justifying our sins, wrongdoings, or worshiping our cars and selfies and other people, or even our homes. None of that should be more important to us than God. Our kids will learn more from our actions than our words. Saints, repetition is powerful. It is powerful. Our children are being absorbed into a culture that doesn't like Christ Jesus and is doing everything it can to convince them of many things. A few are that he isn't real, that the Bible is old and not applicable for today. The Bible contradicts itself. The Bible is written by white men, so it can't be trusted. Y'all, all lies of deception to draw you and our children away from the true and living God, our Creator, whose Son is Christ Jesus, our Lord. But here's the fact. You are the example. Your actions speak louder than your words. Those around you are listening, pondering, practicing, and some are rejecting. It's okay, because God's got a journey for each and every one of us, whether we see it as good or not. The point is, you are the example, fact and real life of Christ's existence and miracles. Every child will not follow after your ways. Some will rebel until the day you die. Some won't accept Christ unless it's from another person. And some may never accept Christ. You see, the point is that you can't save them, but simply be an example that draws them to accepting and following. Y'all, there's an old saying, You can take the horse to the water trough, but you can't make them drink. But saints, keep praying for that child or loved one, because God hears you. And they, like you, will have to make their own choice. Their own choice. Well, saints, don't give up on the millenniums or those younger. Be an example of Christ, but first spend time with Christ, studying the Bible and praying, because you need to know what is in there so that you can practice what you preach. You got to practice what you preach. Well, saints, this was supposed to be a three-part series, but I've had a change of heart. This is really going to be a four-part series, because there's so much good stuff in here. And I just couldn't leave you hanging on this one thing without talking about worshiping the true and living God and other gods. Y'all, do you know you can have a side God? Did you know that? Yeah, something I came up with. Okay. But seriously, I want to talk to you about that. How you know, when you think about marriage, a person will have their wife, or their wife, and then they may have a chick on the side. You know what I'm saying? Well, in a way, we kind of do that too when we say that we love God with all our hearts, but yet if somebody touch a car, mess it up, or do something to it, or put the fingerprint on it, we ready to kill them. We worship that car more than we worship God. So let's talk about that, y'all. But it's going to be interesting, because there's more to it than what I just said. So stay tuned. If you get a chance now, saints, study Judges 6-8. Do your own study and then email me what you've learned. And email me support@themeprojectacademy.com. All right, saints. So until we meet again on the airwaves, intentionally and daily, hang out with Jesus. Shalom. Thanks for listening today. You may also find it helpful to receive the Me Project Academy newsletter with episode updates, prayer week, spiritual discipline tips, and much more. All this and more can be found, including my contact information, on hangingoutwithjesuspodcast.com or in the show notes.